from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. In Syria, intensified attacks by government and allied forces have reportedly killed about 100 people in the rebel-controlled area of eastern Ghouta near Damascus since early Monday. Video uploaded on social media showed rescuers running to try to reach casualties in the town of Hamouria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said its monitors witnessed airstrikes, rocket fire, and shelling. The UN estimates 400,000 live in the area and are subject to malnutrition as food supplies, as well as fuel and medicines, dwindle. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, Monday said the problem is the presence of Jabhat al-Nusra militants, which he said the UN Security Council labeled terrorists. Meanwhile, Turkey has warned Syria against intervening in Northwest Afrin, where it is battling Kurdish rebels. Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bostog said Turkey is watching carefully reports of cooperation between Damascus and the Kurds. Sunday, a senior Kurdish official said a deal had been struck with the Syrian government for the army to enter the province and fight the Turks. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday promised the two-month campaign will lay siege to the city of Afrin. A member of the Gupta family under investigation for alleged corrupt links to former South African President Jacob Zuma, Atul, is challenging a court order freezing his banking account. Three Gupta brothers, accused of using their influence with Mr. Zuma to affect policy and amass personal wealth, have denied any wrongdoing. Authorities said they widened their probe as they search for suspects believed to be in India, China, and Dubai. Mr. Zuma stepped down last week after being ordered to do so by the ruling African National Congress Party. This is VOA News. In Iraq, Islamic State militants disguised as police ambushed a convoy of pro-government militia fighters late Sunday near the northern city of Kirkuk, killing nearly 30. The Iraqi forces were pursuing IS fighters. Hadi al-Amiri of the Shia militia Badr Brigade pledged to the families of the victims their deaths would be avenged. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi demanded those responsible be apprehended and brought to justice. In December, Iraq proclaimed victory over Islamic State after it seized nearly a third of the country in 2014. The president of the Maldives, Abdullah Yameen, is seeking to extend his state of emergency in the Indian Ocean archipelago. But the opposition boycotted Monday, leaving Parliament short of a quorum. David Brewster is a security analyst at the Australian National University.
Whatever process or non-process Yameen seeks to use, he will extend the state of emergency, really, until he's able to completely quash any opposition protest.
Mr. Yameen imposed the state of emergency February 5th for 15 days and annulled a Supreme Court ruling that overturned the convictions of nine opposition leaders and ordered their release. His administration has arrested members of the Supreme Court, members of the opposition, and even a former president. Latvia's anti-corruption agency said it suspects the nation's central bank chief sought bribes and has launched a criminal investigation. So far, no formal charges have been filed against Ilmar Remsevits. Friday, his office was raided and he was detained. Remsevits, in office since 2001, also sits on the European Central Bank. Israel has struck what is called a historic contract deal for sales of billions of dollars worth of natural gas to a company in Egypt. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the deal would bring billions to state coffers and help regional ties. Israel's Tamar and Leviathan offshore gas fields said it would supply the private Egyptian firm Dolphinus Holdings with about 64 billion cubic meters of gas over 10 years in a deal worth about $15 billion. Rescue teams have finally reached the crash site of an Iranian airliner that was lost from radar Sunday on a flight from Tehran to Yasuj. It's believed all 65 passengers and crew perished. The crash site is in central Isfahan province on the Zagros mountain range, where frigid temperatures and snowfall had hampered rescue efforts. A court in Thailand on Tuesday ruled in favor of a wealthy Japanese man who fathered 13 surrogate children, naming him as their legal parent and sole guardian. Nine Thai surrogate mothers were involved in this case that stems back to 2014. He had sought custody since early 2015. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.